When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Packers POV, a podcast that aims to shine a light on the human behind the helmet. I'm your host, Taylor Rogers, and we are here inside historic Lambeau Field. Today's guest is a third-round draft pick from South Dakota State, who earned All-American honors twice, reeling in 9 scores, eclipsing 1,000 yards, and helping the Jackrabbits win their first FCS national championship. I'm pleased to introduce Tucker Kraft. How's it going, man?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, happy to have you, and thanks for making time on a busy week.
Yeah, no, it's every week's a busy week, but this is the best day to do it.
Okay, good. This all happened pretty quickly, so let's start at the beginning. You're the youngest of 3 brothers growing up in Timberlake, South Dakota, and your mom had this to say about you. He was so naughty when he was little. Oh my God, he was naughty.
Yeah, it took me until about just a few months ago to realize that all of my educators, all of my peers, my older brothers and their friends, like, they had a lot on their plate dealing with me. I was super high strung, moving around, you know, never deliberately naughty, never went out of my way. But very high energy child for sure.
Is there a story that you can call back that sort of speaks to that nature?
Oh, yeah. I mean, dozens. It could be, you know, my parents wanted to go do something with their friends, and you know, I would have been just a toddler at the time, and they had distracted me. They were leaving me in my brother's care, and I heard the car start, and they were leaving, and I feel like I remember this, but I was told that all I had was my blanket and my pull-up, and I was booking it down the road after them, just chasing them, just things like that. Like, you couldn't get me to sit still.
No, it sounds like. So a lot of energy growing up. Mm-hmm. And your brother, actually, Tanner, said this about you. He's earned everything that's come to him, and he went through a lot to get there. What do you think of when you hear that?
It's no secret. A lot of people know my story, my background. Me and my brothers, my mom, you know, other family members, like, we've dealt with the impact of my father's death in our family. And that was hard. I was 12 years old when that happened. And, like, I still remember the last moment I got to spend with him. He was coming to see me really late at night. He woke me up. I was having a sleepover at my cousin's house. And this is the heat of spring season in June. So the hours are really long. It's sun up to sundown. I mean, you're beating the sun up. So it was probably midnight. He woke me up off the couch, gave me a hug, you know, said he wasn't going to see me for a few days. And then, you know, that was the last time I ever saw him. And, like, putting that into perspective, and, like, you never know, like, which moment is your last with your loved ones. And that, it's always just obviously a huge surprise. His death was very sudden. But, you know, all the qualities I remember of my father made me into the person, the athlete I am today.
And in dealing with that, did you and your brothers get a bit closer together as a result?
Yeah. My oldest brother was 19 years old when it happened. My second brother was 16. So it was me and my middle brother in the home with each other. And he had to play dad for me, you know. My mom was a mess for at least a year. There was like 3-year span. Everything was just really difficult. You know, I had to grow up a lot faster than the rest of kids my age. And then I got to be about a sophomore to senior in high school. My mom developed an autoimmune disease. You know, she spent a lot of time in Rochester. She probably got intubated almost half a dozen times, like life flight. So that was also hard on me. And spent a lot of times in my house alone. I'd always invite friends over, and, you know, they hang out till they had to go home. So, you know, I learned how to take on a lot of responsibility. Hamburger helper, you know, a whole pound of sausage with like a dozen eggs, eat it again in the morning. But in that time, I spent so much time just at the school working out, like learning. Like, I, after my junior season of football, I realized, like, that this is a very good circumstance I found myself in. I'm the biggest kid in my grade, just way more athletic than anyone in the area. You know, my dad played college football. My brother was playing college football. And I knew, like, that was my path. But I fell in love with strength and conditioning, and also a lot of self-reflection at that time, realizing, like, that if I wanted to go to college, I had good grades in high school, but I didn't want anyone else to have to pay for my college. So I took that as a chance to, you know, earn a scholarship. And that's what happened. I had a full ride all throughout college. And that's what my brother says when he said that I earned every bit of it. I didn't have anyone pushing me. That doesn't exist in rural South Dakota, nine-man football. You know, there's no real strength coach. There's no sports medicine staff. So one, I'm lucky. Two, I put my nose to grindstone.
And when you reflect back on that grind, what accomplishment are you most proud of off the field?
My school was kindergarten through 12th grade. So I spent a lot of time student teaching. So I spent a lot of time with a lot of the kids in that area. And it's really cheesy. But to this day, like, if I do anything out of significance, they, like, at my school, they'll host a Tucker Craft Day. So in this year, we won the national championship. At my school and, like, surrounding schools, they had Tucker Craft Day. And then they did it again when I got drafted. And then they did it again, like, for the Red Ribbon Week, which is like a kind of like a dare, like staying away from drugs and alcohol. And they dressed up in South Dakota State or Green Bay or 85 apparel. So that's something I can hang my hat on. I felt like I was a good member of my community at a young age, and I was involved in several things, wore many hats, and now I got a great support system, and I love it all.
You're 2023. Is out of control. You win a national championship, you get drafted, and you get engaged.
Yes, I don't talk about my fiance enough, honestly. She's grounded me so much as a human being, you know, brought me closer to my faith. She honestly is like a mental strength coach too. She's incredible. And my mom's gonna be mad if I don't say that she's awesome too. But yeah, honestly, I lucked out in the family category. As much adversity as I've faced in my life, people close to me, you know, leaving this earth, and I have an incredible circle of trust in the people that I care for.
Was your mom pretty excited about the news?
Yeah, and a lot of people knew when I was gonna do it. Actually, I'm so surprised my fiance didn't know earlier, but yeah, so many people knew. It's actually really funny. We pull into this. We're in Lake Havasu, Arizona, and we pull into this canyon thing. I don't know what you would call it, but there's cliffs everywhere. There's people jumping off of these cliffs into the water. And she goes, "Tucker, don't even think about it. I don't want to be wiping your butt for the rest of your life." And I look at my brother, because I took the ring on the boat. I look at my brother, and I'm like, "I'm doing it right now." So I grab the ring. I go up to, there's two levels to this boat that we rented. And I get down on a knee, and I said, "Speaking about wiping my butt for the rest of our life, like, will you marry me?" And she couldn't believe it. She was shaking. I was shaking. It was just like a sudden move of mine. Like, I don't even know if anybody really had their cameras out at the time, but it was the best decision I made so far.
Pretty cute story. And you're improvising on the fly and literally jumping into the deep end.
Yep. That's how I roll. I like to go. Like, I have a problem with slowing down. Like I said, from my childhood, I move so much. I'm always on the run.
Now, are any of your teammates, present or past, going to be part of this?
Yeah, several. And we left. It's not going to be a huge wedding. We're going to have, you know, the people that we want there. We might have to cross some people off the list, but that's just the way it goes. That's how every wedding goes.
Well, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Now, one event I'm sure a lot of your teammates attended was your draft party. When you look back on that night and getting that call from the Packers, what comes to mind?
I was just so surprised. And then we partied till the break of dawn. Seriously. I had so much fun that night. So many memories. But the Packers, I had no idea. So I saw Luke get drafted. I think I texted him as soon as it happened and said, like, congrats. Because, you know, we were at the combine together. And then we went on a 30 visit to Cincinnati together. So, you know, I texted him and I was like, congrats, man. Like, that's awesome. And then an hour and a half later, I get the phone call, says Green Bay Packers. I'm like, no way. But yeah, it's been a ride so far. And I'm thankful every morning. Thank God every night that I wake up. I got the greatest job on earth.
And did Luke hit you back when you got selected?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of guys. I texted Sean Clifford the next day. Jordan Love texted me that night. It's just, you spend a lot of time on your phone after you get drafted because of, like, the media interviews and stuff like that. It was definitely one of the most memorable nights ever, for sure.
That sounded like a full circle moment for you. And your coach at South Dakota State, Coach Stig, said that you have an unbelievable foundation. Who do you think of when you hear that?
Honestly, over the last few years, I've grown really close to my brothers, and they're molded in the same way that I am. You know, I can talk to them about anything. And like I told you about how you know, like a lot of people stepped up and played dad for me. And it was definitely those two for sure. If I want them to tell me to shut up and deflate my ego, I'll call them. If I want them to hype me up about something, you know, I'll call them. Like, they're the ultimate check down. You know, they're going to be completely honest with me. I mean, when all three of us are together, we feel invincible. I don't know personally a tougher guy than my brother Tanner. I don't know a more like passionate or kinder person than my brother Cody. One of them's already an incredible father. And then the other one is, like I said, like one of the nicest guys I know.
You've had such a unique journey. We've talked about some of the people that have come to your side over the course of that journey. Is there anyone out there you would like to say anything to?
The reason I'm in the place I am right now is because of my high school football coach. Every kid that comes across the path of my old high school coach, Ryan Gimble, he's still there, Timberlake, they're better because of it. He's got two kids. His wife's a teacher. He played college football, did college track. He could have been 40 miles away fishing on the Missouri River, and I would call him and ask him if he could unlock the doors for me to the gym. And if he couldn't do it, he would call someone else to unlock the doors for me to get in the gym. I know he's proud of me, and I know he's one of the best things that has ever happened to Timberlake Athletics.
This is a bit of a full circle situation because I've read about your interest in possibly paying it forward down the line after football, getting into coaching. What kind of coach would you want to be as Coach Kraft?
I definitely think I'd be a hard ass for sure, but only because the coaches I've had in the past, the best ones were always the ones that they never just threw you into the fire. They let you go out there and figure things out for yourself. And I want to be the kind of coach that equips my players with everything. You know, the things that I've learned through football. I don't think there was ever a single combo block on the line of scrimmage on Doug Kraft Field in Timberlake. That didn't exist. But being able to break it down to its fundamentals and have my background. When you roll into a town to go coach and you have ex-NFL player, that attracts a lot of attention. So I think being able to use that as well as all the things I picked up along the way, I think I could definitely be a good coach someday.
You mentioned Doug Kraft Field, the field in Timberlake named after your father. Is there one guiding principle that he taught you that you still carry to this day?
Be the guy and not that guy. The guy is, you know, everyone wants to fist bump him, slap hands. They look at him in the third manageable situation and know that they can get him the ball, they can trust him. He's going to eliminate the bad in his play and just be a good person.
Well, thank you for being the guy on this podcast. Tucker Kraft, thank you so much for taking the time to join us, man.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you for listening to Packers POV. To learn more about Tucker, visit his Instagram, Kraft_85. Take care and see you next time.